The Ministry of Gender has called for a robust legislation and legal framework to facilitate the smooth operation of the field-assisted reproductive technologies in Ghana. The sector minister, Nana Oyelitha, said this new field of health care has the potential to end the suffering of millions of couples in Ghana suffering from infertility. She said the field also presents new ethical, health, economic, legal and social issues that need to be addressed. Speaking at the 5th National Gender Dialogue in Accra, Mrs. Oyelitha said providing quality reproductive health service to women, men and adolescents is an ongoing priority of government. Mary Atuli was there and reports.
The 5th dialogue would focus on assisted reproductive technologies arts in Ghana. In 1995, the first baby was born through in vitro fertilization, IVF, in Ghana. Since then, developments have been made in the field of arts throughout the country, including the establishment of numerous private clinics offering different assisted technological reproductive services. The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Oyelitha, said reproductive health is not only a health and right issue, but also it's necessary for overall development growth, including improvement of livelihoods and promoting economic growth. She said some critical aspects of the government strategy to ensure women and men have access to quality health care include antenatal care, safe delivery and postnatal care, such as breastfeeding, access to family planning, as well as preventing and management of unsafe and post-abortion care.
We have a situation in Ghana where now, if a woman is infertile, cannot have a child, her egg may be harvested, sperm harvested, and then there's cross-fertilization. And then it is placed in another woman's womb. The surrogate woman is able to have a child for that. This has been going on since 1995. There is no regulation. This is even a new discipline that is not even legally recognized in our allied health law. We have the Medical and Dental Council, we have the Allied Health Council, we have Ministry of Health and Government. To what extent are we regulating these fertility clinics and surrogate parents? To what extent are we addressing infertility? To what extent has this issue been mainstreamed into our health sector agenda or health sector planning? So within the context of the gender dialogues that we have started with support from African Development Bank, the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, and Ministry of Health is creating this national platform so that the doctors involved, the nurses, the embryologists, civil society, women groups, traditional leaders, we come together to discuss this issue. What are the legal implications? What if an HIV couple want to have a child? What should they do? How much does it cost? There are quack doctors and quack fertility clinics that may also be operating. So what law do they operate under?